gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the One Dad Seven Life podcast with me, Mr. Funk, and I do thank y'all for being here with me for this one today. Now, what I want to touch on and talk about is something that I slightly touched on yesterday, and it's just regarding caring about what the fuck other people think. I've noticed a lot online and in my personal life that a lot of people seem to do a lot of defending of what random nobodies think about themselves or think of them. And I've certainly touched on stuff like this in previous episodes. But the fact that people need to feel the need to defend themselves or touch on what random nobodies have said about them or to them, more about them than anything else, is a strange one to me. Like, I'm very much of the opinion I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't care. Does not bother me in the slightest. You can take yourself and fucking, I don't know, bail your fucking head. Like, just wind your neck in. Does not bother me what the fuck you think. Say what you want, think what you want. I'ma be me, I'ma do me. I've got my fucking family to worry about. You can fuck off. Like, it doesn't matter. Why are you bothering about what other people think about you or what other people say about you? Who the fuck cares? What difference does it make to you if fucking Joe Bloggs from fucking the other side of the world says that you're such and such a thing or such and... Who cares? Who gives a flying fuck? The people that know you or pay attention to you or listen to you or love you, depending on which aspect of your life you're talking about, are going to know who you are as a person, or are going to know mostly what you are as a person. So it doesn't matter what these people think or what these people say. You shouldn't have any issues regarding what these people have to say about you. Like, what the fuck does it matter? Why does it matter what these people think? Like, does that make sense? Like, to me, I don't give a fuck. Right? I don't care. I will wear what the fuck I want. I will dress how I want. And I will be who I want to be. I will say the fucking things that I want to say. If I think you're being a dickhead, I'm gonna tell you you're a dickhead. Like, but if you don't care, then that's it. Who gives a fuck? Like, I don't need to respond to something that you say just as much as you don't need to respond to fucking Backwoods Dave with no teeth and a pig as his girlfriend. Like, what the fuck does it matter? Backwoods Dave has got as much fucking right to his opinion as I've got to my opinion, as you have to your opinion. Just because they've got an opinion doesn't make it right. Who the fuck cares? Like, who actually gives a fuck? Like, I don't seem to understand this whole I must defend my opinion. It's an opinion. Opinions are not facts. And we seem to be living in this day and age where people seem to think that, well, I hold this opinion, therefore I am correct. No, fuck you, you're not. It's an opinion. Unless you have actual factual evidence to back that shit up, then what the fuck? How are you going to tell me that you're fucking, what you're showing me is correct without the facts and evidence to back it up? It's an opinion. And you don't have facts or evidence to prove that I am a fucking dickhead. So? So what? Okay, cool, you think I'm a knob. Wonderful, great for you. I don't care. What the fuck difference does it make to my life? do you know what's going to happen? You call me a dickhead. I'll think about it for 10 minutes. Like, wow, that was a bit fucking rude. You might, you just can't call me a dickhead. What the fuck did I do? And then, do you know what? You're out of my life. You're gone. You're forgotten about. That's it. Doesn't matter. Don't care. That's it. Now, you criticise me for something. That's a different matter. There's a difference between criticising somebody for something and having an opinion on something. Having an opinion, like, you know, if some random Joe Blow in the street says, oh, well, I don't think you should do X with your kids because of this. It's like, yeah, okay, you've got your opinion. I don't think that's, you know, my opinion is that you're a fuckhead and you're wrong. So I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. I'll take it under advisement, whatever. But don't tell me that I am wrong for doing that. Like, you can't just walk up to somebody on the street and be like, nah, you can't do that, that's wrong, that's this, that, or the other. Because that's a different thing. But just because somebody goes, ah, nah, you shouldn't be doing that. Okay, cool. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? Like, somebody walks up to you in the street and says, oh, you're a fucking racist. Alright, okay. Whatever. Proof. Where's your proof that I am that? You know, like, oh, you're a fucking neo-Nazi. Oh, am I? And where's your opinion? That's an opinion. You don't have any facts to base that information on. Where are your facts that you have the information to back that up? Where is the information to back that up? There is none. See, this is the thing that nobody seems to understand, is that opinions are just that. They are an opinion. They are a feeling that someone has. A feeling that someone has. They are not facts. They are not based in evidence. I feel like X. Okay, cool. And your point. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Doesn't make sense. Like, I don't get why you've got to defend yourself against that. Like, I see it all the time on Twitter. Like, these people who say, oh, well, such and such is a neo-Nazi, freaking right-wing, blah, blah, blah. Or, oh, you're a fucking super left libtard. Like, okay, and? Why the fuck are you then retweeting this shit to then fucking, what? You're either doing one of two things. You're either trying to get this person attacked by your following, which is a fucking ridiculous thing to do. Just be a fucking decent human being. Like, why do you need to get somebody attacked? Why do you, as a human being, need to attack someone or have them attacked? How would you feel if it was you that was happening to? What, based on your opinion of them? Fuck off. I've got strong opinions about loads of different people. I'm not going to go fucking starting rallies and fucking riots in the street just because of my opinion. Like, fuck off. Don't be such a fucking wank. Like, y'all are some fucking 12-year-olds fucking hopped up on pixie sticks and soda. Like, what the fuck are yous doing? Like, why the fuck are you acting like that? Like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you acting in a way that I could fucking, I could relate to my fucking kids who are all under 10? Like, what you're doing is things that fucking kids in their fucking pre-teenagers do. And yet you're out here fucking trying to defend yourself against fucking somebody's opinion by getting them attacked because you don't agree with them. Or their politics, or their fucking viewpoint on something. Fuck off. Like, why? What the fuck difference does it make to your life if someone holds a different opinion to you? That's the whole point in having freedom and being free in the world that we live in. Like, do you understand that? Like, I don't think that any young motherfuckers seem to understand that the opinions that people hold and you can debate them on are the whole fucking standing of having a free fucking country and a free world. Like, you want to be in a country where everybody holds the same opinion or the same fucking agendas? Go live in fucking China or Russia or the Middle East. Go live in one of those fucking countries. You'd fucking love it there. Nobody can have a different opinion. Nobody's allowed to fucking fight back against the system. If you want to have the same opinion as everybody else, go live in one of them. Go live in one of those places. Like, the whole thing behind the country that we live in, or the countries that we live in, is the fact that you have the freedom to think what the fuck you want and say what the fuck you want. Now, if that means that you call someone an asshole, that's cool. But don't be offended when they call you an asshole back, because they're allowed to have that opinion of you. But don't attack someone based on their opinion or on your opinion. Base it on the facts. Like, if you can say, well, such and such, like, for argument's sake, say Boris Johnson is an inept asshole, I am basing that on the fact that Boris Johnson, during the COVID lockdown in the UK, was out here telling people that we must be locked down, but also holding parties in Downing Street, and barbecues, and different things like that, at his residence. That's the fact that I'm basing that on. That's how I can say he is an inept asshole. Understand that? Does that make sense? Do you get that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think people seem to understand the difference between having facts and being able to report on those facts, and having an opinion and using that to have someone attacked. Like, you can't be out here telling people that such and such is a racist, or such and such is a fucking super left-wing fucking transgender fluid fucking neoliberal fascist, and been like, so we must do this. Who the fuck cares? Who gives a fuck? You're allowed to have whatever beliefs you want. There's motherfuckers out here that believe that the world is fucking flat. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's motherfuckers out here that believe that fucking blockading the street to stop people getting to and from work, stopping people, literally people who are on their way to life-saving surgeries, in the streets, in ambulances, is going to help them have the government pay attention to them and address their concerns for climate change. Like, do we understand that? Like, we have gone so far down the fucking rabbit hole that people are now taking their opinions and shoving them down other people's throats to an obnoxious degree, whereby people are just like, yeah, fuck off, I don't even want to listen to you anymore. Like, we are allowing children, people who are literally mentally fucking retarded, to do whatever the fuck they want in the world with no repercussions, based on an opinion. Like, do we understand? Like, you can do what the fuck you want, and I understand that. Who gives a fuck what other people think? But you have to not be an asshole while doing that. And I don't give a fuck what people think, but I'm not also an asshole with it. Like, I won't just walk up to someone and be like, yeah, I'm going to say this to such and such, because I don't give a fuck what they think. There's a difference between not being an asshole with it and just not giving a fuck what people think. Like, these people who, the fucking Extinction Rebellion and the motherfuckers who were blockading the streets in Australia, like, within the last couple of weeks, like, these people are being assholes with it. oh yeah, we don't give a fuck what you think, we're going to do this anyway. Like, cool bro, but you're literally like, in the UK, they had, down in England, when I think it was in London, someone was on their way to a fucking, some sort of surgery, I can't remember what it was, but it was like a cancer surgery, I believe, chemotherapy maybe, I'm not sure. I would need to research it a little bit more. I'll definitely drop a link to the story and the subject in the description so you can have a look at it. But these motherfuckers are literally doing this shit and then are attacking people when they try and move them the fuck out of the way. Like, do you understand the level of narcissism and fucking degenerate thinking that you have to believe that you, as the person blocking the street, are in the right? And this goes back to my original point, is who gives a fuck what people think? Just don't be an asshole about it. Like, that is taking who gives a fuck what other people think to a whole new level of asshole. Like, you'll have the people who are like, oh, I'm just speaking my mind, but then they'll say like really snide shit to you. And then there's these motherfuckers. These are like just below the devil level of I'm gonna do what the fuck I want. Like, these are just below fucking school shooters levels of I'm gonna do what the fuck I want. Like, that's where these motherfuckers are. Like, smashing businesses up and fucking, like, they're one step away from just starting to kill people to get their point across. Like, do you understand that? Like, smashing people's businesses up, dragging fucking cafes, fucking tables and furnitures and walls, like the walls that they put outside to separate the cafe from the street, as it were, you know, dragging this shit about the streets, and then being like, but we're doing it for the right reason. No, you are one step away from fucking literally going on a fucking murder spree. Like, one step away from school shooter. Like, that's where you are at this point. And people are out here defending these motherfuckers, saying, oh, but they're doing it for the right reasons. Nah, these motherfuckers are assholes. These are assholes on a whole new level of asshole. Like, I don't get where people are allowing these motherfuckers to get away with this shit. Like, you have to be on an understanding level of this. Like, what the fuck? Where does this come from? Why is this a thing that we are allowing people to do? What, because they have an opinion? Because they have a feeling that that they are right and you are wrong? I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm trying to get to work. Fuck off. I'm trying to get home from work. Get the fuck out the street or I'ma run your ass over. Like, that's the two things that you've got here. You've got life or death, and you're choosing death by sitting in the middle of the street. Like, you understand that? Anyway, back to my original point, which just was, stop caring what other people think about you so much. Just don't be an asshole about it. Like, if people want to call you a name or call you a racist or a sexist or a homophobe or a white supremacist or a fucking libtard or a fucking religious zealot or a fucking whatever it might be, who gives a fuck? Let them hold that opinion. The way I put it to my kids and Mrs. Funk is, in 5 years' time, are you still going to be thinking about that person? Is what that person said to you going to be something that matters to your life? I doubt it. I very much doubt it. I can almost guarantee that the answer is no. So take that down. In 2.5 years' time, in a year's time, in 6 months, 3 months, month? No. So if the answer is no to all of those, then why the fuck does it matter right now? Why do you have to jump on the fucking, on the hate comment and be like, oh yeah, well, I'm gonna fucking show this out. Like, who gives a fuck? I played fucking online gaming when fucking online gaming was online gaming. When you would get fucking, everything would be thrown at you. Your mother was a whore and every single one of them slept with her last night. Like, and I would fucking, I would hit them with it as well, you know. I'm not saying that I was fucking, I was not part of that. Because I was, me and the guys that I played with at the time. It was all part of the fun of playing it. You would, you know, the loudmouth would be spewing his shit, and then you would beat their ass at the game, and then you would fucking slate him for his loudmouthness. But I never took any of that shit to heart. I probably couldn't even tell you, apart from the general points that were made, I couldn't tell you 90% of what was spoke about. Probably 99%, apart from, like I said, the general stuff that was mentioned. And who gives a fuck? It's people online talking shit about you. Understand that. These people are nobodies. You know, they're fucking, they're kids high on fucking whatever the fuck they're doing, you know. Pixie sticks and ginger, like, who gives a fuck? Let them be. Let them fucking have their moment in the sun. Like, just because you don't come back at them doesn't mean that they've won. It means that you've won. It means that you fucking rose above that and allowed yourself to actually be a better person for a minute. Now I'm gonna shit on people who want to talk bad on me. Like, you want to talk bad about me, I'm a shit on you. But you want to call me names and have a shitty opinion about me, that's cool. But if you want to continue to talk bad on me, that's a different thing altogether. Like, that's something else. But call me, you know, call me a racist, a homophobe, a fucking whatever it might be. Cool, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck. But who cares? Like, why does it matter? Honestly, why does it matter? Anyway, guys, I'm gonna let this one slide at that. If you do enjoy what you're hearing, certainly please do listen to one of the other episodes that I've done. There are certainly other ones similar to this pointless rant that I've went on. I do thank everybody for listening. Anyone who has listened, thank you very much. Certainly please do come over and see me on Twitter. I'm over at One Dad Pod. That is the number one, and then just Dad Pod, P-O-D. Certainly thank you very much for listening, and y'all have a good day. Cheers.